All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table, or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you. As MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now, you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, we are in the early portion of December, but we have been seeing a lot of teams around Major League Baseball play Let's Make a Deal. Robinson Cano is now a member of the New York Mets, and only time will tell if the Metropolitans will regret trading for an aging infielder. Now, the Seattle Mariners continued their fire sale as they recently traded infielder Gene Segura to the Philadelphia Phillies, and I think this is a big move for the Phillies. They get themselves a player who can defensively come in and set the tone at multiple positions on the infield. On top of that, he is a quality bat at the top of their lineup as the Phillies look to make a postseason push in 2019. Another big move that we recently saw was the Arizona Cardinals trading first baseman Paul Goldschmidt to the St. Louis Cardinals. And this is significant because now Goldschmidt gives the Cards a legitimate big bat in the middle of their lineup. This is a guy that knows how to get it done. And, I mean, he'll be a free agent after next season, but you figure now you're going to combine him with Marcell Ozuna in the middle of that St. Louis lineup, as the Cardinals are definitely going to make a push in the NL Central next season. We saw Patrick Corbin, starting pitcher, join the Washington Nationals, and this is a big move for the Nationals. I mean, they feel that they can't have enough pitching. They're not going to sit back and wait to see what happens with outfielder Bryce Harper. They're going at it right now, and regardless of if they have Harper or not, they are still going to be in contention to win this division next season. I was shocked to see the Boston Red Sox retain the services of pitcher Nathan Eovaldi, and not because the Red Sox wanted to part with Eovaldi, but just due to the fact of after seeing his exploits in the postseason, I expected another team to go out there and, you know, really fall in love with him and overpay for him. But however, the Red Sox jumped in with $68 million over the next 4 years to keep Eovaldi in the fold in Beantown, and he's going to be a big part of their team in 2019 as they look to repeat as World Series champions. We saw the Cleveland Indians extend the contract to starting pitcher Carlos Carrasco through 2022. Doesn't mean that they still won't trade him. And of course, you have to ask yourself, are they still shopping Corey Kluber? And if the answer is yes to that, I see the Mets, Yankees, Red Sox, Phillies, Brewers, Dodgers, and Astros all in on the services of the two-time AL Cy Young winner. Will the Marlins trade catcher JT Realmuto? It's going to come down to Derek Jeter being blown away by a big-time deal, because let's not forget, Realmuto is still under contract with the Marlins for several years. And of course, the bigger names out there in free agency, such as Bryce Harper, Manny Machado, and Dallas Keuchel, they're going to have to wait, because all 30 teams around MLB right now, they're going to sit back and see what they can get done via the trade market first. Take a look at that, and then we're going to see who's going to spend the big bucks on these guys. But I think Harper is going to be the first domino, but he's got to be patient right now. We've still got the winter meetings coming up soon, but he's still got to be patient. And I think there's a lot that's still going to be coming down the pike via the trade market. And once that happens, it will definitely set the tone for free agency. So folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the Sports Discussion Group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out. Drop a line and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.